For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Never mind that it's not even Thanksgiving yet. Kate Bateman has Christmas music playing inside her Radcliffe, Kentucky home. You'll find out she's obsessed with Christmas.
Bad enough that I put up 5 trees. I have Santas in a showcase that stay out all year long. I have a 6-foot-tall Santa in the foyer. He's out all year long. Yeah, it's kind of an overkill, I guess. But yeah, I love Christmas.
The retired Hardin County Schools art teacher will soon combine her passion and talent to help America's First Home sparkle for the holidays. Bateman is part of an all-volunteer group of people from all over the country selected to help decorate the White House for Christmas. She first learned about the opportunity while watching a special on HGTV.
It wasn't a good time for me. I was still teaching, and it was just not something that I would do, take off time to go decorate the White House and take it away from my classroom. So that wasn't an option, and I thought, I'm going to put that on my list for when I retire.
Fast forward a few years to the end of last month, when Bateman learned the application she submitted over the summer had been accepted. She leaves for Washington on Thanksgiving Day. The opportunity puts a crimp in her traditional holiday plans, but she doesn't mind.
My youngest daughter had already said she wanted to host Thanksgiving at her house this year, and I was all for that. So I'm making my pies the day before. Their dad will take the pies over, and I'm on a plane. And I'm so okay with that.
Bateman will join a group of about 100 volunteers, ranging from florists to lawyers, who will put their mark on the 132-room White House. She doesn't have her assignment yet, but the suspense, she says, is part of the fun.
I am pretty much in the dark. I just know I get to go and I get to help. I told my husband I'll probably be sitting on the floor with a hot glue gun and pine cones, gluing pine cones to burlap, and I don't care. I don't care. This is such an exciting opportunity.
Wasting no time, the volunteers will have their first meeting with White House officials on Thanksgiving night.
We'll start the day after Thanksgiving. We will work 2 days in a warehouse facility off-site. That's where we'll do all the assembling. And then we'll spend 2 days in the White House actually putting the decorations that we've assembled up.
The work will conclude with a White House reception. The diehard Democrat is crossing her fingers she'll get to meet the first family.
That would be the cherry on top. But I'm okay if that doesn't happen. I didn't do this because the Obamas are in the White House. I did this because it's just such a cool thing to be able to do.
Hoping to score some brownie points, Bateman will take with her a handmade gift for the Obamas.
I've got him ready.
She pulls off a plastic bag to unveil a specially crafted black Santa. The Santa is in a rocking chair next to a small artificial tree that lights up. The body is made of polymer clay. He's dressed in a red flannel nightshirt with long underwear. He holds a nice list, which Bateman jokes includes no members of Congress. In Santa's lap is the first dog, Bo.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun to make. The president has a left-handed putter in the bag there, and all the packages have names for them. This is the first lady's gift. It's flower pots with seed packets all tied up together. My husband and my brother both laughed and said, "You're really angling for a meet and greet, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't?" So I'm hoping that my Santa might at least get me a thank you card.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue will owe its holiday glam in part to Kate Bateman, and that alone, she says, is enough. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.